All right, everyone is here today. So we have morning and afternoon kindergarten all together. It's a very, very, very special day, isn't it? Because we're all together. This has never happened before in the history of all podcasts at Lincoln School. It has never happened that we had all kindergartners together. We have 34 kids in here today. Do you guys feel a little crowded?
Yeah.
I know. But you all look so wonderful. Why do you all look so wonderful?
Because we're going to have a concert today.
You're having your concert today. For what?
Valentine's Day.
So everyone is wearing their very, very nicest clothes, and they look so absolutely wonderful. So let's talk about what we learned this week. What did we learn this week? Marty, do you want to tell us something we learned? Okay, Joy, what did we learn this week?
We played Kahoot.
We did play Kahoot. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And do you remember what we learned when we were playing Kahoot? What were we working on?
We were working on math skills.
Math skills. Which ones? Do you remember?
Adding and taking away.
Adding and taking away? You're right.
And talking about school, like when kindergarten's over.
Oh, well, we did, in the afternoon class, we did two Kahoots. We did a math Kahoot, but then also we thought it would be fun to take an end of kindergarten Kahoot, because the end of kindergarten Kahoot kind of sums up all the stuff we did in kindergarten, and we just thought it'd be fun to look at it. We didn't finish it, though, right? We just took a look at it. All right.
Maxie
was in first place. You're right.
I was in first place.
Well, tell us, the morning class did something a little different. What did the morning class do for their Kahoot?
We did add subtract.
Added subtract, yes. And you Skyped. We did a Kahoot via Skype with who?
The kids at Willard.
The kindergarten kids at Willard. Mrs. Gappistone's class at Willard School, which is right down the street, right? It's here in River Forest. So that was awesome. That was the best thing. I think that was really cool. It was fun, first of all, meeting some new friends. And we saw a lot of friends that we knew, right, that live here in town. It was fun meeting some new friends. And it was also fun to see our math skills and compare them with other kids' math skills, too, and help each other figure out math, because we shared a lot of strategies. It was a lot of fun. And the Skyping part was fun because we got to share the excitement with them of doing the Skype or doing the Kahoot. Yes, Isabella, what else did we learn this week? We are going to build our garden. We talked a lot about that this week because spring is coming, right? I am so... It is right around the corner, and I am so...
We need a lot of different classes.
Yeah, we do have a lot of different classes.
What fell classes and where were...
Yes, you're right. Let's talk about the garden a little bit more, though, okay? Let's see who... I see a lot of hands about the garden. Yes, Marcus, did you want to say something about the garden?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Lots of birds are going to come, we hope. Hey, you know what? Speaking of the garden, we talked a little bit about how...
We didn't have that much birds this year.
We didn't have that much birds this year. That's what I was just going to say, because our habitat changed.
Yeah, and because the big three trees died.
Four.
And then they cut it down.
Over the summer...
They died.
A long time ago.
Mm-hmm. No, over the summer.
Last year they died, so like they needed to cut them down so we don't have that much plants and fruit.
You're right. And so how did that affect the how did that affect how many birds we saw this year with? There were tons of birds in there over the last few years, because we collected data for the last, this will be our fourth year in kindergarten collecting data. And over the last, the 3 years before this year, we had so many different birds. Our number of birds was greater, and the number of species was greater. We had a lot of different species. And this year, we were wondering why we haven't been receiving, we haven't been getting so many bird visitors. And so we talked...
Well, we did get a downy woodpecker.
We did get a downy woodpecker, you're right, just this week. But we did talk
and
about
an American robin.
We did get an American robin.
Today?
But we also figured out that the reason we think that we haven't been getting as many birds is because the trees are gone.
Okay,
so we're going to take our data at the end of the year.
Can you give me those little pins? This is the last one I have.
You know what? They're in Mrs. Halter's thing, but I'll have to help you a minute because we're doing our podcast.
No,
but
that's all right.
When the Okay, what was I just saying? I'm so sorry. They cut down the trees, and so we're going to compare our data this year.
We're going to make new trees so birds can come and live in them. Yeah. So we can
so we can see new birds.
Exactly. Isn't that exciting?
So we're going to get more trees.
We're getting more trees. We're going to plant more trees. So we're going to compare our data and see this year how the loss of those trees really affected our bird population. And I think we're going to see a big difference. But
we're helping the kids that are in preschool that are coming to here for kindergarten get more birds than us.
Exactly, which is a great thing.
We're building a garden for them.
Exactly. Well, we're building it for the whole community, right? For the whole Lincoln School. But what's going to be really, really fun is that we're going to have new birds that will come, hopefully, right? We'll have new birds that will come. So it's more important. I think
turkey vultures, when you're in South America, the turkey vulture eats dead animals.
It does eat dead animals. Hopefully we won't have any dead animals for them to eat over here. That would be horrible.
Did Mrs. Halter say anything about a practice?
At 8:50. Mm-hmm. We're going to go practice,
oh,
yes.
I had no idea.
Yes. You're on our podcast. Thank you, Mrs. B. That's Mrs. B, who's here on our podcast right now. So anyway, that was a nice, we had a guest appearance by Mrs. B. That was very nice. Mrs. B, what does Mrs. B love more than anything in the world?
Pickles.
She loves pickles, doesn't she? Oh my gosh, we should get her some pickles for Christmas next year.
Yeah.
Anyway, so our garden. What else did we learn this week? What else did we learn, Ava? Well, Project Feeder Watch, yes, we were talking about the birds. So what kind of birds did we see? Max told us one, we saw downy woodpecker, and Orion said American robin. What else did we see?
And I said American crow.
We did, but not this week we didn't see American crow.
But we did have one.
We did have one a few weeks ago. So we had a downy woodpecker. We saw how many species this week?
Five.
We saw a downy woodpecker, an American robin. Mm-hmm. What else did we see? Javon.
I forgot.
Morning dove.
What
house
else?
House sparrow and house finch.
Very good. All right, so what books did we read? We're running out of time. What books did we read? From Caterpillar to Butterfly.
And it is the wind.
Okay, Max, that's great. But you know what? I want to hear from some other kids, too. I love how you want to tell me all this stuff because I think it's fabulous. But I want to hear from some other kids. So let's see who can raise their hand. Quinn, what book did we read?
The Butterfly.
What was it about?
Caterpillars.
So when we have a butterfly's life, how does it start? What's the first thing it is?
An egg.
Okay, Max, listen carefully. I'm waiting for people who are holding up their hand. Marcus, after it's an egg, what does it do?
The number two cycle is a caterpillar.
When it's a caterpillar, it eats lots of what?
Leaves.
Then what happens to it, Charlie?
They go into chrysalis.
Charlie, what happens to it? What is that shell called, though?
A chrysalis.
And it stays in the chrysalis for like a week. And then what happens, Tommy?
It's a butterfly.
It turns into a butterfly.
And then it flaps its wings to make it stretch.
Exactly. All right. So for the very end, I want to tell you all very much how much we are going to have, or how much fun we're going to have at our concert. It's going to be so awesome. And your parents are going to be so proud of you. And I am so proud of you. And I know you're going to do your very, very best singing, and I cannot wait to see you all up on the stage because you look wonderful. So do your very best. Have fun. Make sure you have a very big smile on your face, okay? And good luck, and we'll talk to you soon. Say thank you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Bye.